I just want to know what the event is about and things like that.
We've done a 3-month course called BTG, which is Bridging the Gaps. It's about bridging gaps of gender and social gaps between youth of India. So the course talks about sex and gender, reproductive health, media, how media influences us to see a certain male or female in a certain way. That's what the course is about. So for 3 months, we've been going to 7 schools. I mean, we've been working with 7 schools and around 200 kids doing this course. So this is the community event, which is the final event of this entire course, where most of the kids who've done the course are here, and they get to meet kids who also from other schools who've done it. That's the community event.
Oh, that sounds really cool. So can you tell us a little bit more about why you decided to, like, were you the one who had the idea of this?
So there is an NGO called Katradi who has started this. They've been working with BTG, the particular program, since like 4 or 5 years. And this year, Orville decided to participate in the program. It happens every year all over India. So last year it was in Ahmedabad. The year before that it was in Orville. So we thought we'd do it one more time.
Nice. Well, how long have you been involved with it?
I've been playing Ultimate Frisbee since 7 years. But I got involved in this 4 months ago. It's a 3-month course, so we started a month before preparing, and then we did it for 3 months, and it's the end now.
So how come you decided to get involved? Like, is this something you feel really closely about?
Yeah, so I love Ultimate Frisbee, and I've been playing for 7 years. So I thought that I could, you know, do something a bit more than just play for myself. I thought I could teach it to other people, because it's the only sport where girls and guys play on the same field. So I thought I'd help spread it. And I've been living in Orville almost all my life, so I thought I'd do it here with the kids who've always also grown up here.
So during this like 3 month time period, what was like a highlight for you?
I think the highlight is when you just to get to know these kids, because you know they exist, but you never get to meet them because you're different schools, you do different things, you're different ages. So the highlight for me was to, if I see them on the road, I know that I can smile at them and they'll smile back at me because we know each other now. That's a highlight.
And were there any like difficulties during the 3 months that
definitely
you were?
Definitely. One of the biggest difficulties was breaking the ice with the kids. Like, there's so much taboo talking about sex, menstruation, all of that stuff. And when we ask them questions, everyone's just mute. No, they're too shy, even in a closed classroom where you know everybody. So that was one of the biggest difficulties. And on top of that, to do it girls and guys mixed, for girls to talk about menstruation in front of guys, it was almost impossible.
So how did you like overcome it?
So we had a lot of interactive games where we would just try and get comfortable with the opposite gender. So games where, like we did here, where you have to be with a buddy, you have to hold hands, do a few trust exercises, learn their name, learn where they're from. Just don't think of them as a guy or a girl, just as another person. And then over the course of the program, yeah, things got much easier.
So what change do you think you guys have like succeeded in implementing?
That's a good question. So because of this language barrier they've had, a lot of the times I wasn't sure, because I can't speak Tamil so well, that I was getting across to them. But I think we've just planted this little doubt that maybe it's okay to talk about sex, maybe it's okay to go out late at night if you know you're safe, stuff like that. Just for them to start doubting that whatever society tells them, is it actually true or can I decide for myself? And I think that's what we were aiming for. It's not to change the way they think, but start making them doubt.